Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Ragini Michaels, an international trainer of behavioral change and a marketplace mystic. This is our month of March Madness, and today's topic is about anger. Not only how you help yourself and other people when you're experiencing anger, but then also how you heal and have a better compassion and understanding about when anger arises in yourself, how to deal with that. So, Ragini, welcome. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here, CJ.
So here's what I found so interesting about, I did a bunch of research, and I think it's amazing that you can actually go on the web now and see articles and articles about an emotion. And here's kind of a summary of how it describes anger, which I thought was just even knowing that is helpful. What is anger? And it's really when a person's personal boundaries are breached, their expectations and desires are not met by either life, others, or self. And what happens when a person feels that their boundaries are breached or their expectations are not met, then they suffer because they feel that they've been offended, they've been wronged, they've been trapped, they've been unfairly treated or denied. And then what happens as a result of all these things at first manifest in your mind, right? Their thoughts that pop up. What happens is our body reacts to these thoughts and feelings, and it actually perceives it as a danger, which I never even knew before. I mean, and it's funny because this is one of my arch nemesis, anger, or as you call it, friend. For me, I'm not quite as a friend, see it as a friend, but, it's interesting. So your body has a physiological response because it perceives danger. And when that happens, a couple things happen to our body. Our heart rate goes up. We have higher blood pressure. There are these energy hormones that run through. Your adrenaline goes up. And if unattended, could lead to hypertension, high blood pressure, or depression. So it's kind of amazing to me when I read through just kind of how anger works and what it is. To me, that was helpful to just understand what it is, so I know what I'm dealing with, because I think with any kind of issue that you don't know, awareness is the first step. So from your perspective as a behavioral change person, a trainer of behavioral change, how would you describe anger from a behavioral change perspective?
Well, I'd have to say usually it's what people want to get rid of. People usually come in and say, I would like to get rid of my anger, or I want to stop being angry at some particular thing, or I want my partner or my friend to stop being angry.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, what I hear is people don't want it. They don't like it. And the primary reason for that is because as a body experience, as you were describing, as a full body experience, it's actually very enlivening and very frightening, because it's a very powerful experience. It's like being hit, but when it's a full rage anger, it's like being hit like a tsunami. It's just like, whew, it just comes up and overtakes your entire nervous system.
Yeah. I mean, someone again who's had to deal with my anger, it is really scary, because it feels like, for me, feels less like a tsunami and more like a volcano, where it's an eruption that you're trying to cap and you're trying to suppress it. And then it like, blah, you like spew out all the innocent victims and all the tiny cute little animals on the ground that you end up stomping over, you know, and it's not that you intend to. And then you're kind of horrified because, you know, you have the little
beautiful plants and people that have little sprays of your spew all over them. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of terrifying. So from a spiritual perspective, how would you describe what anger is?
Well, from a spiritual perspective, what anger is not any different than what it is as a psychological perspective, but the way that you would relate to it would be different. In that you are, it's no longer about really expectations from a specific person or a specific event not being filled, and thus you're filled with anger. And from the spiritual perspective, it is a signal to you that you have a big no happening in your being to whatever is in reality at that moment. Whatever's really happening, you're saying, I don't want it to be that way, so I'm angry about it. So from a spiritual level, it becomes much more simplified. And I think you do need to do the psychological level as well, because that obviously gives you a stronger space to stand in when you just can look and say, okay, whatever is happening in life right now, I've got a no to it. I don't like it. It isn't necessary that I see my specific expectation from a spiritual perspective. It's just necessary that I see I'm rejecting life as it is. And that is painful because life is what it is. Psychologically, it's very helpful to see what specific expectation you have that is not being met.
Yeah. And here's the thing that I find interesting about this, because you want to look at it, I think, on both levels, mm-hmm. because on a spiritual perspective, what you're saying, you know, the phrase that you say to me and I hear a lot and I think is great is what is, mm-hmm. right? So from a spiritual perspective, you're saying, this reality that I'm experiencing right now, I don't want to be present to, I don't want to be part of, and I'm going to go into the retreats of my mind and manufacture another story.
Mm-hmm. And part of that is also that you don't want it to recur. Mm. You don't want the same set of circumstances to happen again. So if somebody is treating you badly, you not only don't want to accept it in the moment, and it might be a breach of a boundary, but you really don't. You want to do something, take some action so that it doesn't happen again. And that's where it gets difficult, because you can't control another person. The only person who can control their anger is them. Each mm-hmm. individual does. So you can control your own, but it's helpful to start to see that what you really want to do when you're angry lots of times, which comes out with blaming and manipulating and things of that sort, and often more aggressive behavior, is you want to stop that situation from occurring again. So your no not only extends to what has just happened and is already over, it also extends into the future. So you're saying no to the past, no to a recurrence, and no to the present. And that is very painful, because suddenly you're just left with your story about how horrific life is. And, oh, my God, let me out of here.
Right. So if you weren't to say no, then what are you saying yes to?
If you were to say yes, you would say, yes, this is what happened. I had an expectation or a boundary. I expected it to be respected or met by the other person. It wasn't. Now what I have to say yes to is that is what is. And it means nothing about who I am or my value or goodness as a human being, nor does it separate me from the wholeness of life, if you believe in that, or however you language your spiritual life. Just because someone doesn't give you what you want, or just because you get what you don't want, doesn't mean you're suddenly cast out from the whole and are on your own. Dangling in the middle of an empty universe without anything that you want, which is, you know, reason for cause for being angry, right? Yeah. There you are. But the question is that accurate?
Yeah. I think that's so profound that I want to repeat it again and make sure that I got it right. Because I think this is almost rewiring the way that we react, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we say, no, no, no. No, I don't like what this event is. I'm no to the past, no to the present, no to the future. No, 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 no. My boundary has been breached. Versus a spiritual perspective that would say, yes, it is what it is. Yes, this person is behaving this way. Yes, I want to connect to the world. And therefore, if I want to connect to this other person, I have to deal with probably these occurrences occurring again and again, right? Mm-hmm. And yes, this is happening. And I think the key thing is, yes, it's happening. And it has nothing to do with who I am and if I'm a good person or all those other stories that we manufacture.
That's right. That is actually one of the key factors in using a spiritual perspective on it. we're all human beings as well as spiritual beings. If you buy into that perspective, if you would say yes, if you agree with me that yes, we are human beings and spiritual beings, human beings get angry. Human beings have expectations and they're not always going to get met. And that, for most human beings, causes anger.
Yeah. Right?
Even if you're a very conscious spiritual being. The difference being, if you're a conscious spiritual being, you know what it's like. You know why you're getting angry. Thus, you know why the person over there who's spewing their anger at you is getting angry. And you have this thing called sympathetic consciousness that arises, where you have, I understand what it is that you are feeling because I feel it too, and we're all the same. And I understand that, and thus the much desired compassion arises. Anger and compassion are two sides of the same coin. You need to understand both sides and have experiences of both sides to actually ride the wave of being human and spiritual at the same time.
All right. That was lovely. All right. Ragini Michaels, an international trainer of behavioral change and a marketplace mystic on Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next is, how do we actually get to that sympathetic consciousness, and how do we increase our awareness of the anger before it actually arises and smacks someone right in the face? You want to know more about Ragini or listen to other shows like this, check it out at www.fireduwithcj.com. Check out Ragini's site at facticity.com. That's facticity.com. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Get up to $5,000 guaranteed for your trade and $1,000 in free gas. Central is pulling out the big guns for this one. Central Auto Group in Plainfield, home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central has hundreds of cars that get over 40 miles per gallon. Gas prices are predicted to hit $5 a gallon by summer. Trade in that gas guzzler now. At Central, where you get up to $5,000 and $1,000 in free gas. At Central Hyundai, get over 40 miles per gallon with a 2011 Sonata for $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189 a month. At Central Ford, get over 40 miles per gallon with a Ford Focus. Drive it for $149 a month. America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Hundreds of pre-owned cars starting at under $5,000. Test drive. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Central, exit 87 off I-395 in Plainfield. Open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
1230 WBLQ. You're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on Stereo 1230 WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, in case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Ragini Michaels, a trainer of behavioral change and a marketplace mystic who works with spiritual speakers on the seekers, not speakers, speakers on the road to self-discovery and inner happiness. So before the break, we were talking about sympathetic consciousness. And Ragini, can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Well, basically, sympathetic consciousness refers to a state of being or a state of mind where you're tuned into the fact that you have your distress with living and everyone else does too. And because you understand that being human and living life has distress in it, it's stressful. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to navigate life. When you're born, nobody gives you a little book that says, here's how to live life so you can be happy and without stress. So we're all struggling with that same confusion about what it's all about and what to do. And sympathetic consciousness really is what allows compassion to arise. It allows you to make the choice to feel compassionate or compassion for someone rather than judging them and blaming them for being a very uncontrolled person and thus, you know, rude and aggressive with their anger. So it allows a change in your behavior, and thus it means you can respond differently to the person who is having anger, either the other person and yourself.
Yeah. And here's the thing about, well, here's how I summarize what you said. I heard as life sucks for me. Life sucks, and everyone else's life sucks.
I have to say that from a psychological perspective, that's generally going to be accurate for most people across the board if they were truly honest. However, adding in the spiritual perspective would be the opposite side.
Yeah.
Life is wonderful. I'm grateful for all that I have. But both are very real for human beings. And
right.
For a lot of people who don't have an active spiritual life interwoven with their daily life, they're pretty much dominated by life sucks, which I can totally relate to because I still have days where life just sucks.
Yeah. Oh gosh, what has this show amounted to? All right, so let's actually put ourselves in, and here's the thing that I find as an angry person, the thing that's so hard for me is that I really feel like angry people are demonified in this society. I mean, you're judged, you're a bad person if you're angry, and you know, get it together. It's the opposite of this sympathetic consciousness. It just goes, you suck. Not life sucks, it all sucks for everyone, you suck. So from a place of sympathetic consciousness, of a place from love and healing, because part of that's what we want to do with the show is to heal and help people, what would you say to those people who are angry people that are having a hard time?
With their anger or with other people's response to them?
Both.
Both,
yeah.
Both. Well, I think part of the reason that we have trouble responding to anger in a positive way is because we're frightened of it. Mm. That basically it is, as you mentioned earlier, it's a tremendously strong physiological response. You really have to have a lot of presence to allow anger to just arise and pass away without taking any action. Mm. I mean, I've had moments when I'm just gripping the edges of my chair and gripping my lips tightly together so I do not act upon the wave of anger or the volcanic eruption, as you would describe it, going through my system at any given moment in time. You have to have some presence and some awareness. Mm. When you have that, when you understand the experience of your own anger, which I want to talk a little bit about how we avoid claiming that we have anger
right. In
just a minute. But when you have a felt experience of making anger your friend, you understand it's a signal that something is happening that you need to attend to and take action on. It's rarely external. It's more often internal. Now, of course, there are going to be situations external where you will want to take action. Say you're watching some mean person bully a kid. You might really want to take action then externally. But what we're talking about here today is more about your own internal. So if you have made peace with your own internal anger, you're going to find it easier to relate to someone who is bursting over with anger. You'll be less apt to judge them and more apt to understand their dilemma.
Yeah, and here's what I would say as a person who is usually the aggressor in these scenarios. When this happens to you and it feels like a volcano, it's really scary. I literally am shaking when it happens and you feel so bad and you really have no control of your rage. It's not, you want to control it and you can see it almost like from a third party perspective, seeing it all happen. And yet you still
can't control it, because once it hits a certain level, when you've like, you know, busted out, you can't stop it. And it hurts. I mean, you feel a lot of guilt and a lot of shame and a lot of judgment from other people when that happens. And I mean, what would you say to someone like me or to me? Because I'm suffering with this. You know, what would you say to someone who does feel guilt and shame about their anger so they can make peace with it, to be friends with it?
Well, the first thing is to understand the root of your anger. That's the first thing, you know, and in your case, with your kind of personality, it's different than my personality. You get angry because you think there's a right way for things to happen. Is that correct?
There is a right way for things to happen, Rogini. What are you talking about?
Okay. So for CJ, there's a right way for things to happen. And when things don't go the way she believes they should, anger arises. Now, in my case, I have a different personality. So in my case, anger arises for me when people don't notice me.
Yeah.
Okay. Indifference raises enormous emotional response within me, and then I can get very angry about it.
Yeah. Right?
So first thing you have to do is understand why you're angry. Right. The second thing is to understand anger is an emotion, and thus it's a signal. It's trying to give you some information about something going on in your personal reality. And that's the freedom of getting started on being able to become free to ride the waves of your anger or the eruption of your anger without getting completely caught in it and throwing it on everybody else within a mile or two.
Yeah, I find interesting that you're saying that it is dependent on the personality. And in fact, it's not only your internal story that you tell, you know, whether it's, oh gosh, you know, there's a right and a wrong, or, you know, you haven't noticed me or whatever, because every single personality is going to have a different story associated with it. Mm-hmm. But then what I also noticed and what I found interesting from reading about anger is where I think the media focuses on the kind of explosive, like road rage, you know, people coming in and shooting people at work or, you know, whatever. But what they don't focus on are all the different ways that anger is expressed, based on, I assume, different personalities. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about what you've experienced with some of your clients.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to express your anger. Whoops. Obviously, the aggressive ones are the ones we know best. Bullying, reckless driving, for example, mm-hmm. road rage, verbal abuse, using foul language. Those are ways we do it. There's something very relieving of anger by using foul language.
Yes.
Sorry to say that, but experientially, it's quite accurate. It's a relief. It mm-hmm. releases some of it. It's like the hot volcano ash coming out. When you jump line in a jump queue, that's an expression of anger. You know, you're saying, I don't want to wait here. This is not okay with me. My expectation is I should be up further in the line, or I should not have to wait. Now, if you have a personality like mine, where you're born with an entitlement syndrome, where you believe that you should always be allowed to go to the top of the line because you're who you are, it becomes difficult. Tailgating is another one. Blowing your horn, which we don't do much in Seattle, which is where I am right now. Finger pointing, when you shake your fist at somebody, when you actually blame someone, or you engage in some kind of punishment. But there's also the more passive expressions of anger, which most of us don't see as anger, which is when you give someone the cold shoulder, for example, when you won't talk to them, when you won't make a decision and you sit on the fence and you make other people wait because you won't make a decision, when you're evasive and you won't give a clear response. These are mild expressions of what will eventually become full-blown anger if you're not careful. Underachieving is another, oftentimes, a way of expressing anger. These are the more passive ways of doing it. Emotional blackmail, something women are accused of a lot, which is falsely crying, you know, creating tears in a false way in order to manipulate someone. The silent treatment. Even gossiping and conning someone are ways of expressing your anger, because what we're doing here is we want somebody else to hurt, to get the payback for what it is that we're feeling, the hurt. And many of us don't realize the root of most anger is hurt. And unattended, the hurt will eventually result in an explosion of some kind, whether it's obviously aggressive or deeply passive.
Yeah.
Self-blame is another way where we just out and out criticizing ourselves, and also self-sacrifice, this long-suffering thing that you do or making do with second best. These are actually ways that people express their anger passively and aggressively. Lots of different ways we do it. So my suggestion is that you look at your behavior and see which kinds of these things you're doing, because every human being has expectations, and thus every human being will experience anger, because your expectations can never all be fulfilled. In fact, it's rare many of them are filled at all.
Oh, on that happy note. Well, so it goes to, I'm angry, you're angry, we're all angry, and get at it the root. And I think that it is really true that the ones where it's about retribution and revenge, people don't see that as anger, but it's anger in a different form. Requires the same kind of attention and detail and focus that it does, because those kind of angers are not necessarily expressed overtly. And so I think that is the kind of anger that causes hypertension. You know, you kind of stuff it down. Like you were saying, you put seeds in your husband's orange juice.
When you know he doesn't like them. You go, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I mistakenly dropped those seeds in there.
Yes, yes, you passive-aggressive people out there. That's all the anger. So I think that the key thing to reiterate and to help is that we all suffer from anger. So to point the finger of blame and judgment is not helpful. If you are going to point it to yourself as well, because we all need help. We all need to be healed in some way, shape, or form, because the ultimate reason why we are feeling this suffering on the inside is because there's something traumatic or difficult, or maybe something inherent in our personality that happens that makes us create these stories. And so I think the next segment is really just going to be talking about the healing aspect. Like, how does one take these moments and bursts of anger and view them as a signal, as you mentioned, and how do we make it our friend versus a foe, in my particular case, soon to be converted as a friend. So Rogini Michaels, a trainer of behavioral change and a marketplace mystic. I'm Fired Up with CJ. If you want to listen to this show again or other shows like it, check out www.firedupwithcj.com.
Stereo 1230 WBLQ. You're listening to Fire It Up with CJ. We're going to get back to CJ in just a few moments. But right now, we're going to send it out to Valenti Subaru and Valenti Toyota there in Dunn's Corners from the Valenti family of dealerships. And Nikki C. Nikki, how's it going?
It's going great out here, Chris. Thanks so much. I love that show, by the way. I'm tuning in, but here's Brian to tell you all about what's going on down here.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? Yes, folks, we have the Valenti family of dealers. Yes, today we are in beautiful Dunn's Corners, west of Rhode Island, at Bob Valenti Toyota and Bob Valenti Subaru. This is incredible. At Subaru, we are the largest stock and Subaru dealer in a 45-mile radius. Reason why we have the most cars, we sell the most Subarus. Think about it. Every Subaru is all-wheel drive. The Subaru Impreza is only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Brand new Forests for $21,600. Incredible. You know, we have, you know, so far today, we've done, I think, 6 Subarus over here. We've taken a Honda in trade. We've taken a Honda in trade, we've taken a Nissan in trade, and we've taken a Mazda in trade. That has a lot to do with it. We put out there, Robbie at the beginning of the month put out there, if we can't beat the competitor's price by $500, we back $1,000. That's right. And we are doing it. Every one of the deals we are doing. Now at Toyota, brand new Toyota Camrys right now for $159 a month, brand new Corollas for $149 a month. We are the largest stock in Toyota dealers up there too. 1 hour delivery, over 1,000 cars ready to go, 350 pre-owned vehicles, oil change for life program. The biggest factor of Valenti's dealerships is the value, the trust, the integrity, and also the price guarantee. We are priced so your number one stop, your number one destination. If you we haven't given one $1,000 bill back yet. So come on down, 401-322-7200 to save thousands, or visit us at bobvalenti.com. And remember, just smile, right, Nikki?
That's right, Brian. Just smile. And Chris, are you smiling back there at the station?
I'm smiling, Nikki. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody out there is smiling and gets down to Valenti, Toyota, and Subaru. We'll check in again at about 5 o'clock with you, Nikki.
All right, Chris.
All right. Keep it right here. We'll be back to CJ right after these messages.
Hi, this is Rob Valenti of the Bob Valenti Auto Mall, Mystic, Connecticut, home of Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Volkswagen. And here we go with our two huge Volkswagen locations. First, Mystic in the Bob Valenti Auto Mall, a 2011 Volkswagen Jetta for $169 a month, a 2011 Tiguan for $269 a month, over 200 Volkswagens in stock, diesels arriving daily. Hello, Volkswagen of Old Saybrook, a 2011 CC for $289 a month, a 2011 Touareg Sport VR6 $489 a month. How about a 2011 Volkswagen GTI for only $269 a month? Over 1,000 cars and trucks in stock, 1 hour delivery, everybody drives away. Service open Monday through Saturday till 4 p.m. Visit us now at BobValenti.com. Call now, 800-699-2571. Remember, folks, if I can't beat the competitor's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back. So just smile.
Volkswagen.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
You're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio, transformationtalkradio.com, and WBLQ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Rodney Michael, speaker, author with a new book coming out in January, and trainer of behavioral change. And we're really going to be discussing how does one, once you know that you have anger and the various forms that we talked about before, some of it aggressive anger that we're familiar with, like road rage, or passive aggressive where you, you know, place seeds in your husband's shoes, give someone the cold shoulder, those kind of things. Whether you have it in one form or the other, the real intention of this show is to help and to heal and really to open up our hearts to people, including ourselves or others who are having us. And so one of the things I noticed when I was reading through the SCADs of material and anger management is they really didn't have really good tools to handle this. And so, Ragini, what I wanted to do is you've had a wonderful model that actually you've used with me before. And I wanted to take maybe an example story of yours when you got angry and how you like talked yourself off the edge. Would you share with us a story and maybe what the process and steps that you used?
Sure. I think first I should back it up with a realization that there was a time when my anger and my rage and not having life be what I wanted it to be was such that I was one of those people who would create dramatic stories like bursting into the home of my boyfriend to find him with another woman and creating an enormous scene. These are things that are in my past. This is when rage takes over and causes you to do, in retrospect, insane things. At the time, it feels like you're defending your turf or you're right in doing what you're doing because you've been wronged. So I share that as a way of showing some evolution in the relationship to anger itself, because the first thing is really understanding that you have a relationship with anger. Mm. It's not who you are. You know, anger arises and it feels like it because it's such a big body experience. It's so strong and dense and powerful and hot and it wants to take action. It wants to reach out and defend. As you said earlier, it's an emotion that has to do with danger.
I'm sorry, that just sounded too sexy. It's powerful and hot. I'm like, oh, is this anger that we're talking about? I don't know.
Well, anger and sex have a lot in common.
Okay.
They do have a lot in common. They actually do. So energetically speaking, they have many similarities.
Sorry.
Except one is supposed to be for pleasure and the other is to protect yourself. But anyway, so you're asking how a current situation or a recent situation where I got overcome by anger. I would say there was a time not too long ago when I had somebody working with me who'd worked with me for many, many years. And I had the expectation, and I think it was supported by their language, that they would stay with me into the future and would help build the business. So a time came when it became clear that that was not going to happen. And my anger about that was intense. I felt betrayed. I felt wronged. I felt misled. I felt hurt. And because I was trying to deal with all of that, it naturally just emerged into a lot of anger. I was just angry. How could you do that to me? Da-da-da-da-da. So what I tried to do was remember and ask myself, first of all, what are you angry about? Well, I'm not getting what I want. It was pretty simple. I wasn't getting what I want. I had an expectation, and it wasn't going to be met. Mm-hmm. Then the key question that I asked myself was, is it this person's job to fill your expectations? And the clear answer was no. It was not that person's job to fill. It wasn't their life purpose to fill my expectation. They had their own life purpose. And from a spiritual perspective, what was needed was for me to step back and say, okay, this is what life gives me. Now let's look and see what opportunities are there to take me wherever I need to go next to replace this expectation that hasn't happened. Okay, I didn't get what I wanted. But at this point, when you realize that you're angry because you didn't get what you want, it simplifies everything. Mm-hmm. Identify what you didn't get. And ask yourself, is it the job of that person? Is that their purpose in life, to give you what you want? And, of course, the answer is going to be no. And if you say yes, then you better go find and talk to a counselor, because you really are seriously off base here. Everybody has their own purpose in life, and it is not to fill other people's expectations, which is a difficult thing to really get your head around. Because, of course, there is. You want to fill some expectations, right? But not, that's not your job.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I wrote down. So first you have to ask yourself, what the heck am I angry about? What expectation didn't get met? And then who is it? Mm-hmm. I'm hearing who is it actually did not meet my expectation?
Right.
And sometimes it's people and sometimes it's God, right?
Yes. Well, let me go back to the same event, because there were two other people or things that did not meet my expectation.
Okay. Oh, okay.
One was my own, for having put time and energy into yet another person, because this was the third time this had happened to me.
Mm.
So that was part of the rage from past experiences that was being dumped on this poor person whose job was not to fill my expectation. And the third object of my rage was, in fact, God.
Yes.
It's like, what are you doing to me? I have worked so hard and given you my time, my energy, my life. I sacrifice. And what do you do?
Yes.
You don't give me what I want, you wretched little being. Right?
Are you saying God is the wretched little being or the person that offended you?
When I'm angry, God is a wretched little being.
Okay.
Now, God, fortunately, is whatever that is very grateful and gracious and forgiving. So it's okay. We have a good relationship.
So the next step is, whether it's God, yourself, that you're angry at, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting too, because sometimes you are angry at yourself.
Many times.
As eights, you're never, my personality type, I'm never angry at myself because I'm always right. So I guess, again, it depends on personality. So no matter, basically looking and saying, hey, is this person's job to fill this expectation? And then being okay with what life gives you, and then finding an opportunity to replace it. And I think the hardest part is that, like, okay, this is what life is giving me. Talk us through what your self-talk was during that time that kind of transmuted you from or transformed you.
I think one of the major things is understanding that everybody has to walk their own life path.
Mm.
And once you understand that when someone betrays you, if you look at it from the perspective that they haven't betrayed you, they are simply doing their life the way they need to do it, and that does not include giving you what you want. Now, that's a very different way to look at it. So in that way, you can forgive the other person for not filling your expectation. Forgiveness is an important part of being able to let go of your anger and move into sympathetic consciousness, where you understand that it's probably as difficult for that person to not give you what you want as it is for you to realize that they're not going to give you what you want. I mean, I'm not being very specific here, but in this case, it was like the person continuing to work with me. That was simply not where that individual's life was going. And it certainly would not have added to her life to do something she wasn't designed to do.
Right. You know, even though you wanted it, right?
Even though I wanted it and that person wanted it,
yeah.
But it wasn't what was happening,
yeah.
Right? That isn't where her life was taking her. It wasn't what her next step was. So that was, you know, you have to forgive life for being what it is before you can really accept it.
Right. And that includes forgiving yourself, right? In that case.
Absolutely.
So how did you forgive yourself?
How did I forgive myself?
Oh, you didn't. Did you forgive yourself?
No, I did. I'm just trying to ask myself. I think it just kind of happened because it's sympathetic consciousness, because I've been in situations where I've wanted to give someone what they wanted and I couldn't. Mm. And it was simply because it wasn't right for me to do that. Now, of course, there are times when you're going to do that, but I'm talking about times where you're down to your fundamental values and where your life is taking you. When you can't do it and you'd like to, I understand that. And so I could forgive her and I could forgive me for being angry at her because I understood it. And that shifts the consciousness into sympathetic consciousness and thus compassion for myself and for her.
Yeah. I love the idea of forgiveness. And I think that that is what we don't give ourselves. I honestly, myself included, and I hate myself when I do this. No, I'm just joking. That's an example of what I'm talking about.
Well, you may be joking, but it's actually what people do.
Yeah.
Because we're probably harder on ourselves than anyone else.
Right.
But the fact is that I'll go back to what I said in the first segment. We're both human and divine. Mm-hmm. And the human aspects of us have to deal with this plane of reality. And it's a hard plane of reality to deal with. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the things that we do because we don't understand how to navigate this plane of reality. In fact, that's what this new book that I've written is about. It's coming out next year. It's really how to navigate this plane of reality so that you have more peace and more compassion and more clarity about what it's all about here.
So Ragini Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding inner peace, Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio, up next, talking a little bit about what other actions that we can take. And really the intention of having this whole segment was to give you a framework that I really didn't see that was out there. You know, I went out and I looked at anger management stuff, and it was really about once the volcano has blasted, how do you clean off the little burnt people around you? You know, that's what I saw as kind of what I saw was missing out of that stuff was really, okay, how do you actually prevent it from the beginning and how can you learn from each experience? And I think the way that you've framed it is really helpful in healing because it's really just about knowing that it's a signal. You're not a bad person. Everyone has it. It's expressed in different forms. Give yourself forgiveness. Give yourself love. You deserve it. Now let's go on break.
Down by your daily grind, not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Get up to $5,000 guaranteed for your trade and $1,000 in free gas. Central is pulling out the big guns for this one. Central Auto Group in Plainfield, home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central has hundreds of cars that get over 40 miles per gallon. Gas prices are predicted to hit $5 a gallon by summer. Trade in that gas guzzler now. At Central, where you get up to $5,000 and $1,000 in free gas. At Central Hyundai, get over 40 miles per gallon with a 2011 Sonata for $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189 a month. At Central Ford, get over 40 miles per gallon with the Ford Focus. Drive it for $149 a month. America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Hundreds of pre-owned cars starting at under $5,000. Test drive. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Central, exit 87 off I-395 in Plainfield. Open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
WPLQ. You're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ and the Transformation Talk Radio. This segment, Rodney will speak about, we'll close it on what action we can take if we actually find that anger is also a friend of ours, how we, and that it's to see it as a signal, but then what are some concrete actions that we can take? And I also want to talk about Rodney's book as well. So welcome back, Rodney.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So couple different things. What are, you know, let's say, I mean, this is an overwhelming amount of information. If someone was just to take one step, what would it be?
To become aware when you are angry is the first step. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that the most easily and the most directly is to tune into your body and find out where you're feeling, whatever it is you're feeling. If it's irritation, if it's annoyance, be aware that is the beginning stage of anger. Okay. Mm. And if you can catch anger at the early stages before it becomes full blown, it is much, much, much easier to manage it, to understand it, to work with it before it gets to the point where it's escalated and you're either completely angry or really enraged about something. So pay attention, first of all, to what you're experiencing in your body. If it's tense, if it's hot, if it's gurgling around somewhere, ask yourself, is this irritation? And understand that is a part of anger.
Mm, interesting. So really becoming aware of anger is really the first step. And I think some of the other ones that you, that we talked about, I mean, I think your step, from my perspective, it seems like if you're going to do one thing, listen to the segment where Rogani walked through her story of her experience with this person who didn't meet their expectations in the book. Now, you've had other people who haven't met your expectations. Is that right? You're sharing?
Oh, honey, I've had so many.
Or animals. Let me cue you in. An animal that didn't meet your expectation.
I was just telling CJ during the break that my dog, who was a little 6-year-old schnoodle,
is a wonderful little dog, but I get so angry at him when we're out walking or when he's barking in the apartment and he won't stop. And truly, anger arises. Now, I'm supposed to be a fairly enlightened being, but it's true, you know, that there is a lot of awareness there, and yet the anger arises. So my question that I have to ask myself is, what is going on, Ragini, that you're so angry you want to smack your little dog, which by the way, I would never do.
Step one, what are you angry about, Ragini? So what are you angry about when your dog does this?
He is bothering me. He is not doing what I want him to do. He is not being quiet. He is barking. He's pulling on the leash instead of walking calmly next to me. So then my question is, so why isn't he filling my expectation?
Right.
It's so easy with a dog because you can see the dog has to be trained. So I haven't done what needs to be done to train the dog. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying for my lack of attention to what I could do to make my relationship with my dog easier.
Okay, so did you go to the third step and forgive yourself that you haven't trained the dog?
I do. I laugh and I go, well, you know, so your dog gets pissed off and he's a little bit of a rebel and so are you, so just live with it. You know, it comes around to remembering he's a dog and dogs are going to bark.
Yeah.
And dogs are going to pull on their leash. You know, they're animals. And
so, ladies, when your husband has a similar type of thing, men will be men. They're animals.
And women will be women.
Yes, they're cats. They'll pull on your leash.
I mean,
let it go.
Ultimately, it always comes back to the spiritual perspective of you can be happier in life when you let life be what it is and stop trying to make it something different. Now, that's a problem because we're all designed to make life better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a paradox that we have to learn to live with and navigate. And if you understand it, life becomes a lot easier. That's really what my book is about and what my trainings are about.
Yeah. So tell us about what prompted you. I mean, what in your heart brought you to write the book the new book that you're coming out in January?
It was because it changed my life so much to become mm-hmm. aware that life was a two-sided coin. And when I stopped trying to make it be just the side I liked and stopped trying to get rid of the side I didn't like, everything was just incredibly easier.
Mm.
It didn't mean there still weren't things I didn't like, because there's a lot of life I don't like. There's a lot of my life I don't like. There's a lot of things I don't like about life and about the world. But I don't put energy in anymore to trying to get rid of them so that I can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, to try to change them to make the world a better place is why I wrote the book. Right.
Yeah.
Because it changed my life. But life is really made up of two sides of a coin in almost every context. And until I learned that, I was not able to say, here's my expectation and it's okay if it doesn't get met.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I understand that it's not always going to get met.
Right. And I think that was one of the key things in retelling the story that you had about your work associate, is that, you know, life isn't going to always give you what you want.
That's
I mean,
right.
I think that's the key thing. So walking around with the expectation and in your model, leaning towards one side, wanting something so desperately, not recognizing and realizing that, in fact, life is part of these two sides, mm-hmm. causes suffering.
It does. It causes a great deal of suffering. And part of what I'm motivated by is to try. I mean, I have a long spiritual background, was with a guru for many years, for 13 years, and I have done meditation forever and a day. And I have a bit of a complaint, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly called to speak to it about the spiritual world in a way, asking people to choose the spiritual over the material.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a difficulty because they both come together. They're two sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. You know, we're human and we're spiritual. And you set up one as being better than the other. And so my work is really designed to help kind of correct that misperception that we're getting mm-hmm. from the spiritual. It's all good. The spiritual stuff is good, but it's a little bit tilting you to one side and thinking
right.
that, for example, being compassionate is better than being angry.
Right.
I mean, almost every spiritual path says you should get rid of anger. And I have to say, you know, what you have to do is change your relationship to your anger.
Mm.
You're never going to get rid of anger as an animal, as a human being. It plays a function.
Right. It's your human side.
It's your human side, and it's okay. So to have compassion for your human side is to accept it and embrace it. It's not to keep forcing yourself to be different than you are.
Yes.
Granted, to say that if you have a lot of anger, you need to learn how not to throw it on everyone.
Right.
Because society doesn't work well with that, and that's not a loving and compassionate way to live in a world that you want to be a better place. So anyway, that's sort of where what drives me is I think there's a piece missing in understanding how to bring these things together. And this is what I learned from my spiritual journey. Yeah. And it's helped me, so I want to share it.
So love that little angry animal inside of you.
Yes.
It's your human side, right? Make peace with that side because you are human and you are divine and you are going to have these angry experiences. Hopefully we've given you some tools that will help and that will heal.
From a spiritual perspective, your anger would be called your divine discontent.
Mm.
And it is what mystics say will drive you to finally waking up to discovering that you are a part of the whole and that you are not separate from the divine. So it plays a powerful role in the spiritual world as well, in the sense of being discontent that is, you long to come back to being with God, with the whole, to know that you're a part of it without any question or doubt. It is only your divine discontent that keeps you moving towards that and saying, I want that, I want that, I want that.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way I've ever heard anger positioned. Your anger will enlighten you.
If you're conscious of it.
If you're the very one's first step, right? If you're to do anything, be aware of it. My, because I'm such a coach and I'm like, do the steps, move forward. What I would say is do the steps, move forward, listen to Ragini's steps. Cause I really think that doing that alone, will get you pretty far. Honestly.
Well, you asked me, do I have time to run through these three steps?
We're going to put them on the website.
Okay.
Great. We can put them on the website.
Okay.
So folks, thank you so much, Ragini.
You're welcome.
This was a delightful conversation and I love hearing your stories.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Chris at WBLQ. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, it's the month of, next month is a month of the environment in April. So we're going to have four shows about the environment. Next Thursday, we're going to continue our March Madness, and we're going to be talking to Alan Eisenberg, who's the founder of Bullying Stories, a website with these incredibly powerful stories about bullying. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.